All right, welcome back. For day three of our longevity series, we're continuing to unpack Warren Stickney's notes from the Longevity Conference.
He always brings back the best stuff.
I know, right? Today we're focusing on Dr. Mark Hyman's presentation.
Oh, yeah. He was talking about food as medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty powerful concept.
It really is.
So what did Warren write about this?
Well, Dr. Hyman was really emphasizing the idea that what we eat literally impacts how we age, like down to the cellular level.
So how does that work?
He highlighted four specific biological pathways or mechanisms that are basically influenced by our diet and lifestyle. They're called insulin, MTOR, AMPK, and sirtuins.
Okay, hold on. Those are some big words. Break those down for me.
Sure. Think of them like the control panel for our body's aging process.
Okay, I like that.
They control everything from blood sugar and energy to how our cells grow and repair themselves.
So if we can somehow manage those pathways, we can actually influence how we age.
Exactly. And the coolest part is that Dr. Hyman isn't suggesting some crazy restrictive diet. He's all about simple, practical changes that anyone can do.
I like the sound of that. Let's start with the first one, insulin. I know it has something to do with blood sugar, but how does that relate to aging?
Right. So insulin is crucial for regulating blood sugar. But when we're constantly overloading our system with processed foods and sugar, our insulin levels go haywire.
Oh.
Yeah. That can lead to insulin resistance, which can then lead to diabetes and obesity, both of which are linked to faster aging.
So steady blood sugar, steady aging. Got it. What's the best way to keep those insulin levels in check?
Just making those smarter food choices, you know? Sticking to whole foods, complex carbs, good healthy fats. Basically things that help keep those insulin levels nice and stable.
Makes sense. Okay, what about MTOR? You mentioned that one earlier. That one sounded kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's all about cell growth. Mm-hmm. And it's super sensitive to how many nutrients we're taking in. And here's the crazy thing. Research is showing that when we limit protein intake or even do some fasting, it can actually slow down that MTOR activity and potentially slow aging.
Wait a minute. So eating less could actually help us live longer. That's like the opposite of what we usually think.
I know, right? Yeah. But it's true. For instance, they did some studies with fruit flies, and they found that just reducing protein intake by 10% boosted their lifespan by 20%.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty impressive.
Right. And there's actually a compound called rapamycin, which was discovered on Easter Island, that targets this pathway directly.
Easter Island. Seriously.
Yep. And early research on rapamycin suggests it has some serious potential for extending lifespan. Imagine that a tiny island in the middle of nowhere holding a key to longevity.
That's pretty wild. Okay, so we've got insulin, MTOR.
Mm-hmm.
What about AMPK? What's that one all about?
Think of AMPK like your body's energy sensor. It switches on when your cells are running low on fuel.
Like when we exercise.
Exactly, or when we fast.
So hitting the gym and skipping those late night snacks is actually good for us in the long run.
Pretty much. Remember time-restricted eating, which we talked about before? That can also play a role in activating AMPK.
Right, right.
When you limit your eating window, your body goes through these longer stretches without fuel, which then kicks AMPK into gear. It's a great way to boost your metabolism.
Makes sense. So it's not just what we eat, but when we eat it too. Okay, last one on the list. We've got sirtuins. Those are the ones linked to red wine, right?
Bingo. Sirtuins are often referred to as longevity genes. They're all about protecting and repairing our cells.
And red wine can activate them.
Well, specific compounds like resveratrol, which is found in red wine and grapes, can activate them.
So if you enjoy a glass of red wine with dinner, you could be triggering these longevity genes. Sign me up.
Hold on. It's not quite a free pass for endless wine.
Oh.
Moderation is still key, of course. But yeah, it's super interesting how specific foods can directly affect these powerful processes in our bodies.
So blueberries and that glass of red wine, all good for those sirtuins.
Exactly.
Okay, so just to recap, we've got these four pathways: insulin, MTOR, AMPK, and sirtuins. They all play a role in how we age, and we can actually have some control over them through simple things like watching what we eat, when we eat, and making sure to get some exercise.
That's a great summary. It's empowering to realize that we have more control over our health and lifespan than we might think. We don't have to just sit back and let things happen.
Exactly. This is all really amazing information. So for our listeners who are interested in exploring this whole longevity thing further, what's one simple change they could try today to activate these pathways?
Start with just being more mindful. Pay attention to what you're eating and when. Maybe try out time-restricted eating or incorporating a little more fasting into your routine. Remember, food really is like medicine.
That's a great point. Well, thanks for this fascinating deep dive. We'll be back in a few days with another one from Warren's Notes. Until then, our listeners can think about one small change they can make today to activate their own longevity pathways.